Christmas Turkeys by Douglas J. Ebach. In the town of Normal, Pennsylvania, there's a little church at the corner of Wilson and Elm. Earlier this year, the church brought on an associate pastor, 28-year-old Michelle Tellum, fresh out of seminary. As the holiday season approached, Michelle was asked to lead the Christmas Eve service. Jennifer O'Donnell, wife of senior pastor Henry O'Donnell, promoted the idea. With Michelle handling Christmas Eve, the O'Donnells could spend the holidays with Jennifer's family in Denver for the first time in years. Michelle had mixed emotions. She was honored by the trust, nervous to be flying solo for such a significant service, and sad because it was the first Christmas she would be spending away from her own parents. Her new boyfriend, Ian Wells, addressed this last emotion by inviting her to spend Christmas with his family, who lived locally in Normal. Michelle liked the idea, though it increased her nervousness. She had not yet met Ian's parents. Spending Christmas with them would be a pretty high-risk first impression. But Ian assured her his family would love her. Then, a few days before Christmas Eve, Ian broke the news that he would not be attending Michelle's Christmas Eve service. "Why not?" she demanded. "My family has a little Christmas party every Christmas Eve. It won't be over until after your service starts." "Can't you leave early or even skip it?" "My mom would be heartbroken," Ian said. "Well, I'll be heartbroken if you don't come to my service," Michelle replied. "Come on, it's not that big a deal," Ian said. "You're going to be doing your thing up at the front of the church. You won't even know I'm not there." "I'll know," Michelle responded. "I'm sorry," Ian said, "but it's family. You understand." "Oh, I understand," Michelle told him. "But if you're not coming to my service, then I don't think I'll come to your family's house for Christmas. It would be too awkward." "Don't be like that," Ian replied. "You don't want to spend Christmas by yourself." "I won't be by myself," Michelle assured him. Not that she had any idea with whom she would spend Christmas instead, but she wasn't about to appear needy when Ian was being so inconsiderate. The solution presented itself a few minutes before the start of the Christmas Eve service. She was sitting with choir director Shane Reed, who was divorced and also away from his family. As they waited for the congregation to file in, he asked, "So, what are you doing for Christmas?" "I have no idea," Michelle admitted. "Spending it by myself, I guess. How about you?" "I'm going to help serve dinner at the food pantry," Shane said. "You could come along if you want. They could use the help." Michelle perked up. "That's a great idea, thanks." The next morning, Michelle woke up in her empty apartment. She sat beside the sparsely decorated 3-foot tree she had bought and opened the presents her family had sent. When it was late enough, she called home. The noise of a crowded house enjoying the holiday did not cheer her up. A bit later, Ian called. He tried to apologize for missing her service, but she was in no mood to make up. "I have to go," she told him. "I'm due to help prepare dinner at the food pantry." Arriving into the hustle and bustle of the food pantry was something of a relief. It may not have been the way she usually spent Christmas, but it was better than sitting in her lonely apartment. Shane was already there and got her set up chopping ingredients next to him. A big meal like this required lots of chopping. As they worked their knives, Shane told wacky holiday stories about his crazy drunk uncle that soon had Michelle in tears of laughter. Or maybe the tears were from the onions she was chopping. Still, her mood had improved a lot. Then she heard Ewan's voice say, "Hi, I'd like to volunteer." She turned around and saw him in the doorway. "What are you doing here?" she asked. "My family got me last night," he told her. "Today I want to spend with you." Michelle gave him a noncommittal nod. She was touched, but not quite ready to forgive him. The pantry's volunteer coordinator, a small but energetic woman named Helen, assigned Ian to mash potatoes on the other side of the kitchen. Michelle made sure to laugh extra loudly at Shane's story so Ian could hear how much fun she was having. And then a minor disaster struck. One of the two ovens demonstrated a devious knack for bad timing by choosing now to break down. Getting a repairman to come out on Christmas was not likely and normal. They had two enormous 25-pound turkeys that had to cook. Only one could fit in the remaining oven, and doing them consecutively would add almost 5 hours to the prep time. They'd be eating at 10 p.m. "What about the church?" Michelle asked. "We have an industrial oven." Helen ran over and gave Michelle a big hug. "You've saved the day," she cried. Michelle, Shane, and Ian hauled one of the monster turkeys over to the church and got it started cooking. "I don't want to leave it unattended," Michelle said. "One of us will have to stay with it. Ian?" Ian opened his mouth to protest, but then paused. Michelle was watching him carefully. He realized this was his punishment. "Sure," he said. "Good," Michelle replied. "Shane and I will go back and help get the rest of the meal ready. We'll come get you and the turkey in 4.5 hours. By the time people started arriving 2 hours later, Michelle was feeling pretty guilty leaving Ian by himself in the church kitchen. Most of the side dishes were prepared, but dinner was still an hour behind schedule due to the transportation time taking the turkey to and from the church. "We're going to have to do something to entertain people," Helen said as she watched the growing crowd. "Let's sing Christmas carols," Shane suggested. "I'll play piano. Michelle, you can lead the singing."
"I can't sing," Michelle said.
"Everyone can sing Christmas carols," Shane scoffed. He wouldn't have said that if he had ever heard her try. Then a little voice wafted up to them.
"My mommy can sing." They looked over and saw a tiny Asian boy of about 6 peeking in through the kitchen door.
"Who's your mommy?" Helen asked.
Then his mom appeared. She was pretty, in her late 20s, slim with long black hair.
"Tyler, stay out of there," she said. "I'm sorry, is he bothering you?"
"Not at all," Shane replied. "In fact, he's just volunteered you to lead everyone singing Christmas carols."
"Thanks a lot," the woman said, playfully rubbing Tyler's head.
Then she held out her hand.
"My name's Audra."
Shane shook her hand. "Nice to meet you." He turned to Michelle and gave her a wink. "I guess you're off the hook."
"Good," she replied. "I think I'll go give Ian a break."
Ian was dozing on a countertop when Michelle arrived.
"Do you have your guitar with you?" she asked.
"Actually, it's in the trunk," he said. Ian played jazz guitar in a local band.
"Go back to the food pantry," Michelle instructed. "They need some entertainment."
"What about you?" Ian asked.
"I'll be fine," she said.
Michelle amused herself with the book of Sudoku puzzles she had in her office until Helen picked her and the turkey up an hour later.
"Is everyone starving?" Michelle asked.
"They've forgotten all about dinner," Helen laughed. When they arrived at the pantry, Michelle saw why. Ian, Shane, and Audra were rocking a jazzy version of We Three Kings. Michelle had not realized that particular carol could rock. And Tyler wasn't lying when he said his mom could sing. When they finished the song, Helen announced dinner was ready. As the volunteers headed to serve and the guests queued up with their trays, Michelle snuck a kiss on Ian's cheek. "Am I forgiven?" he asked.
"Yeah," she said.
After all the guests had their food, Helen told the volunteers they should grab dinner as well. Michelle, Ian, and Shane loaded up plates and joined Audra and Tyler at one of the long tables.
"That was awesome," Michelle told them. "You have a great voice, Audra."
"Thanks," Audra replied. "I used to sing professionally, but, well, times are tough, obviously."
"We can't pay you anything, but we'd love to have a voice like yours in the choir on Sunday," Shane said.
"Sounds like fun," Audra replied.
And in fact, she did one better. The following week, Shane, Ian, and Audra reprised their performance from the food pantry as special music for the church service. When they finished, the congregation burst into enthusiastic applause. Pastor O'Donnell leaned over to Michelle. "You must have had quite a Christmas," he said.
"Oh yeah," she said, smiling. "It was actually pretty cool."
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.